What about chocolate?
Okay, you can have it.
This?
No, baby, it is enough.
Come on, let's go there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Okay.
You can help me out with this. I'll just put...
How much is it?
Okay, here we go, 30.
Thank you.
Mom, you can help me.
I'll help you to hurry up a bit.
Bravo.
Bye.
Bye-bye, thank you.
Can I now eat chocolate?
No, I'll have it later.
Okay.
Fear as a wave of shock sweeps the country. Her mother was murdered in broad daylight in front of her child by another suspected undocumented migrant. Parents were afraid to let their children play outside, and many women avoid venturing out after dark altogether. That has captured the imagination of the public, hope doesn't rest in the hands of government officials or law enforcement. Instead, it lies with an enigmatic figure, the vigilante citizen, who is delivering a brand of justice that some believe the authorities have failed to provide, targeting both criminals and those in power accused of allowing crime to flourish unchecked. We took to the streets to hear what people think about the shadowy figure. Here's what they had to say.
He's a real hero. You know, we work, we pay taxes, and for what? To help all of Africa. You see, they come here, and we pay for them. And in return, we get robbed. And as a woman, you cannot go out after 9 p.m. anymore. No, it's too risky.
Oh, I love that guy. He goes out there, he goes against all those criminals, they laugh about the police, but not about him.
I want to marry him. I mean, he's a real knight, and he helps the helpless.
The individual continues his vigilante form of justice, claiming the police and judicial systems are failing to protect the public. Last week, the leader of a prominent Middle Eastern crime syndicate, along with his associate, were discovered dead in a dumpster.
That guy out there, wow.
Have you heard of this vigilante crime fighter guy over in Europe? He's like the real deal. This man is taking out the trash. I think we need somebody over here in the States like that. What do you guys think? Comment down below. Let me know.
There's been a lot said about me, so I thought you should hear directly from me. Everything that I do for you. I can't sit here and watch you exist in a state of sleep paralysis anymore. The truth is this. You are all being used. You are all nothing but playthings. Every soldier who's gone off to war thinking that their death was for an idea or that their sacrifice was important for society has been played.
Clinton, Biden, Trump. You never see them on the front lines of any battle. Why? Because they would never risk their own lives. They have you. It tricks you into thinking that you are dying for your country. But your country
doesn't do anything for you either. You walk down the street and you get stabbed or robbed, killed. And what does your country do? Nothing. And what do?
Nothing. The universe demands balance. Yin must match yang.
Okay. Listen. You two don't say anything when we are in. I do the talking shit and you just look angry and that's it. And if that motherfucker is not paying up today, you will burn his fucking store down. Understand?
Yes, boss.
Well.
As if you do nothing,
I have to do something. I have to do something, something, do something, do something, do something, do something.
What happened to the lights? Oh, shit!
This guy is greatness, okay? We need more guys like this in Canada, okay? We need him. I love him. Is that weird?
In an effort to address these escalating incidents, we obtained an official statement from Interpol Regional Chief Henry, who is leading the initiative to apprehend this vigilante. Am I reading this one?
Yeah, read it all.
I am here to support local and federal law enforcement. The investigation is leading to the possibility of international terror cell that is against democracy. And it is not impossible that this terror group is a movement supported by Russian and or Chinese government institutions that are not only active online, but already active on the ground, fighting our countries in the EU and the USA. There are indications leading in this direction.
Hey, guys, your tickets.
Fuck you.
Guys, you did not pay your tickets. It's 150 per person.
Fuck up and drive.
It's 150 per person.
Didn't I tell you to sit down and drive the fucking bus?
150 per person, please.
Gentlemen. Everyone on this bus has somewhere they have to be, and for some of us it's urgent, so please resolve your issues and go drive the bus.
Which I understand. It's just the thing that I will not continue driving the bus without everyone having tickets on it.
Fine.
$150 × 3, $450. There you go. Let me just give you a change.
Keep the change.
Thank you very much. Enjoy.
Holy fuck, what was it?
Thank you.
Who we are and what we do has ramifications in our lives and in the lives of everyone around us. You don't understand? All right, pay attention, let me explain this to you. If you get onto a bus and you don't pay your ticket, if you go to the movie theater, if you grab a banana at a grocery store and you don't pay, eventually the cost of everything will go up. If 10% doesn't pay, the cost will go up 10% to cover the loss. And that's not fair. You might not understand this, but think about it. I'm sure you'll come to the right decision. Back at this moment and realize that it is the luckiest you have ever been. Believe me.
The ticket, sir.
Thank you.
Please, only 10 minutes. She's very weak.
You're the bus. I can't even imagine everything you've been through. What do you want?
Who are you?
I'm just here to help. What do you want to happen?
What do you mean?
The men who did this to you. What do you want to happen to them?
I want them to go to jail for the rest of their lives.
And they might. Of course, we won't know till the end of a trial. And that could take years. And of course, you'll have to participate in that trial. Telling the story of what those men did to you over and over in a room full of people who are going to call you a liar. And try to poke holes in every detail of your story. Then we'll also have to get lucky. With a judgment, you never know how those things are going to turn out. And then during that long and expensive trial, we have to hope and pray that the men who did this to you don't do the same exact thing to somebody else. Is that the justice that you want? Do you want justice?
Yes.
I love this guy. We need someone like him in Germany.
That guy is great. We need a guy like this in Italy.
Just to be very clear, I don't live here. I'm here, sure, taking care of family assets that happen to be here, but I don't have residency here. If the DNA that you're talking about at the bar is my DNA, two things. One, I would love for you guys to explain to my lawyer how you managed to obtain the DNA of a foreign national, being an American citizen. I'm just unclear how you would have gotten my DNA in the first place, but I'm sure that's something you can clear up with my lawyers. But also, as I've said, this is a bar that I frequent, and it is a unit that I own. So we are a very hands-on landlord and management company. And whenever a tenant moves out, quite often we will go through the unit to inspect for damage, to make sure that if we can, we can give them as much of their security deposit back as possible.
Jr. out there.
Chief, coming, Chief. Over.
Yes.
Track the signal, we got a lock on him. We're moving out.
Okay, okay. Pin me the address. Let's pay this fucker a visit.
Everything they ever taught you was utter nonsense. What if that's what Nietzsche meant when he said it's cold and lonely at the top of the mountain of wisdom? A place free from imposed morals or false religions or politics. A place free from man-made tools of oppression, only meant to control you. Look, if you want the cold, hard truth, I'll give it to you. We can change history. The state, the court, police. See, you think that they've failed you, but they haven't, because they were never meant to give you justice. No, they only exist to control you. See, but I'm here to help you take that control back.
one position. Anything extra, $30.
Good. It's mold. When you let clients shower in the bathroom after you're done, do you open the window?
No.
Why? If you let them shower and it gets hot, the steam builds up and you get mold in the room.
But why you care?
Because I own the building.
You own the building?
Mm.
Wow. Really?
What, do you think your pimps own the building?
I don't know. So I shouldn't have took your money?
Of course, you did your job. You started anyway. Now we finish. Tell the managers about the mold. Tell them if they don't take care of it, I'll be back.
Yes, I will. So I get 30 more bucks?
You do.
Okay.
Plus a little extra.
Thank you. And we are really, we are nice people, okay?
I'm not buying it at all.
I don't believe you.
Oh, really?
Best breakfast.
I saw you on TV. You're that guy from Interpol.
TV, yes. Tonight I'm just a man having a drink. Can't work all the time. Chin-chin.
Nobody really wants you to catch this vigilante, you know?
Maybe you're right, but we have the law for a reason. And people that are innocent, they can go home. People that are guilty must pay the price. You know, we cannot have vigilantes running around doing their own thing, you know? That's why I'm here. We don't want society to collapse.
Who cares?
Who cares? Yes, who cares?
Trust me.
Can I talk to him now?
You can talk to him, but still, you guys don't have a choice.
Drink with us.
I'm gonna leave you right now.
You guys don't have a choice anymore.
Later.
Okay?
I'm sorry.
Do you want a drink?
No choice, okay, guys? You got it, right? Okay. The hotel room it is. There you
go. One drink with us.
Dude. Man, I love that shit. That's awesome, man.
Dips on the blonde.
No. She was on my lap. You know what that means?
Care?
No, hey. Okay, I'm going to share. Okay, I'm going to share.
Yeah,
but the thing is, like, she is awesome, dude.
Thank you.
I feel like everybody in this building is awesome, right? Yeah, you too. You too. Oh, yeah. But the thing is, like, no, wait a minute. So you got the drops, right?
You got the drops.
So put them in the middle. All right.
Okay.
Just like, but not too much, right? Just pay attention. Here we go. Come on.
That's right.
Okay. Keep it simple, right?
You ready?
I'm so ready. I was born ready, dude. As soon as they're back, just go for the drink straight away.
We gotta leave.
No, we gotta leave in a minute, yeah, but we gotta go for the drink first. Then we gotta make sure that we're gonna get them to the hotel.
Hey, you guys with the two pretty girls that just went to the bathroom?
Yeah, what's up?
Someone's giving them a hard time over there. You might want to step in.
Yeah, you serious?
He's fucking joking.
A weird joke.
What?
Okay. But if you're fucking with us, I'm gonna come back and smash up your fucking face, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, it's funny, right? Some beautiful sausages, guys.
Cheers.
Here we go,
cheers.
Right?
Oh, I'm sorry. We can do it again. Cheers.
Oh, shit. I think we need four more, huh?
I'd wait with that.
Oh, wow.
Maybe take it easy, you know? You're a really naughty boy.
Unfortunately, it seems like a coincidence. I do go to that bar quite often. It's one of my favorite bars. Could I have been at the bar and moved a glass from a stool where I wanted to sit, potentially? It's definitely a possibility.
Ben, what is wrong with you?
Dude, my head is spinning.
Okay? Are you, do you want, do you,
hello?
You okay? Come on, rich boy. You, no, what is, he's, I think he's playing with us. Are you?
I'm good.
Give me a second.
Influence or something?
Okay,
Do you need some water, or do you want to, like, stay hot? I don't know what's...
I think it's time for you girls to go.
Why?
What do you mean?
These two guys, when you were in the bathroom, they put something in your drink.
Are you serious?
I switched them. That's what's going on. They drank them. Hence, sleepy time. So no matter what you do, you don't have to go home. But I wouldn't stay with them. Have a good night.
Sure, this is the right house.
That's what I was told. We're ready.
Good. Let's move.
That this is not just a single individual. However, what remains clear is that our current system is failing to protect our citizens. This raises critical questions. If the risks associated with migration outweigh the benefits, and if migrants are contributing more to societal costs than economic gains, then it may be time to reevaluate our migration policies.
one, go!
Come out! Surrender!
I understand that you're here to do your job. I have no interest in killing all of you, but if you try to stop me from doing my job, I will be forced to kill you all. This is your last warning to leave.
Fire!
What's the matter? Mr. Sanders, we had no idea you were dropping by today.
Well, it wouldn't be much of a surprise inspection if you did, would it?
Well, we do have the half-year figures for you, so...
Good.
Please, follow me to your office. Hope you don't mind me using your office while you're gone. And I need some privacy for delicate calls with tenants who are behind on their rent.
How many are behind on the rent?
We're always under 10%. So on average, 90% of the rent comes in each month.
Are there fluctuations or is it the same 10% each month? If so, I want them evicted.
Well, the procedure is after 3 months of unpaid rent, we send a final notice to pay within 4 weeks. And if that payment doesn't come through, we get a court order, and that will allow us to evict them within 7 months total.
So if somebody doesn't want to pay, they get to live for free for 7 months?
If you want to see it that way, then you are right.
Is there another way to look at it? We have 3,500 units in this city, Owen. That brings us in 50,400,000 euro annually. 10% of that is 5,040,000 euros that people are stealing from me. That's unacceptable. Evict them immediately.
Well, the problem is the courts won't order an eviction anytime sooner than that.
That may be true. So you'll start pressuring them after 4 weeks of non-payment. If that doesn't work, you give me their addresses and my people will sort it out.
Okay. You can try that.
No. We do that. How's the Grand Ali project coming along?
Technical acceptance is scheduled for the end of the week, so all tenants can move back in on Monday.
What a shit show that was. We're never using that contractor again.
No.
Also, Owen, the plumbing in my villa is not finished yet. Have them get on that.
Sure.
Also, I went by the Ljubljana project. I took some pictures. Look at this.
Oh, that's bad. I mean, the gate will be an easy fix, but the facade...
No, we don't do a project that big on that building. Just make sure it's not going to collapse.
Certainly. Oh, well, we sure miss having your father around here.
I never went hunting with my dad.
No? That's surprising.
Is it? My mother died when I was young, and he just shipped me off to boarding school. I saw him 2 times a year. I didn't know anything about him. I didn't even know he had cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, he always was very proud of your career in the military, though.
Sort out that 10% of him.
Understood. There is one more issue to address. Recently, the tax authorities investigated deeper into the ownerships of your holding companies, and that raised a few questions. I mean, well, since you are not a registered citizen here, nor did you enter the country legally, we might run into a few problems. We own a lot of social housing units, and the government wants to seize empty units for housing migrants.
No. We can rent them to them at full cost. What do we always say, Owen?
No empty units.
No empty units.
They want to know who owns those companies. And if we fail to provide that information, they will seize all the units on the Kaczynski block without payment or revenue.
Well, I'm sure our lawyers will have something to say about that.
Certainly, but there is only so much they can do. I urge you to reconsider and provide the information they requested. I mean, after all, they will probably roll out the red carpet for you and even grant you citizenship without asking any question.
I'm an American, Owen. I'm just here on an extended vacation. Sort the 10%.
Yes. And here are the half-year figures for you.
I've seen them. Smells like a nursing home in here. Let's get some fresh blood.
So early?
It's a long day, Jenny.
Okay. Here. Okay, I go back. I have a delivery.
I'll watch the bar.
Yes, okay.
Well, my father and I were estranged, I guess you could say. I didn't really have much of a relationship with him growing up. My mother passed when I was young, and I think the emotional weight of my mother's passing, as well as the weight of trying to grow his company, meant that he had other priorities, which is something I've come to terms with, and now that I'm running things around here, I can really understand. So it's not like I hold it against him anymore. I was still in active duty in the United States Army, and we got a call in the office that I was working in letting me know that my father had passed. And I found myself on my way here for the first time couple days later for his funeral.
Playing with us. There's nobody in that box anymore.
Check the perimeter.
Check the box.
Fuck! This shit has to stop.
Afternoon.
Yes? What do you want? Who are you? Another one of those reporters?
Do I look like a reporter to you? No, I just have one question. Were you satisfied with the result that was reached in court? And was your daughter?
Why do you ask this? How can you ask this? How do you know where we live?
So you found no justice in court, right?
I don't have to answer your questions, man. This is bullshit. Go away.
No. There was no justice.
Have a good afternoon.
I'm with Interpol. We are very sorry with what happened to you. Please believe me. We will use all of our resources to find whoever did this to you and put them in jail for a long time.
But you told me that you have them. That you know where they are.
Elsa, I have not been here before. This is the first time we're talking. You were in a coma for 3 weeks. Maybe you're mistaking me with somebody else.
Yeah. Maybe it was your colleague then. He was very friendly. He asked me if I want justice.
My colleague? Was he wearing a uniform? Did he give you a name? What did he look like? What did he look like?
He was small.
Caucasian?
No. More Middle Eastern looking. Black hair. Beard.
Elsa, would it be okay if I get our sketch artist to come so you can give a description? Then it would be a great help. You rest, okay? I will come back. Rest well.
I don't understand. You can't push
me. Mama nas ultia.
Please, just...
Oh. What the
please.
F- tua telefona, call your mommy.
Sweet man.
Watch me as old mama, huh? Really call your mommy,
I just need
mommy,
my,
huh?
I just need my phone, that's all.
Just me, man. You can go in bag.
Get your phone, call your parents, tell them you want to press charges on each one of these pieces of shit. I'll give you their names. Hello, boys. You remember me? If I ever see you put your hands on anyone else ever again, I will visit you, and you will not be walking away from it. You understand? You. You remember when I told you on the bus that it was your lucky day? Maybe now you understand why.
Don't protect you. I have to protect you. And if the courts and laws don't give you justice, I will give you justice. And remember, I do this for you until you learn to do it for yourself.
Yes. Understood.
We searched the neighborhood. Full lockdown, 2 miles perimeter. Nothing.
This place was rented under Molly Ling, a Chinese woman who was paid cash to sign the lease. She said the mechanic gave her the money, but stated he had no work permit. Tell me.
Upstairs, all clear.
Look around. Nothing personal. This was all a facade to set up a fortress. Open it. Let's go. Move. Let's go, go, go.
Judge Reinhold.
Who are you?
Here from the Chief Inspector's office. We have new information that's come to light.
Oh,
not feeling too nauseous, Judge. That shot I gave you, it's gonna be very suspicious when that turns up in your blood, isn't it? Let's hope they don't run a toxicology report on your body. Now, who knows? Maybe you have a bit of a tolerance for heroin. You seem to like heroin dealers anyway. How many of them have you let back onto the street? The laws are meant to protect the victims, right? It's not the perpetrators. Maybe that's when you lost your North Star. When you started using the laws to help people hurt people. You know, it's not just the perpetrators. You cause collateral damage, Judge. It's people like you letting people get away with rape and murder. Excusing their behavior. Letting people get away with rape and murder. Six boys raped a 14-year-old girl. I saw your interview in front of the courthouse. I saw you say that these boys just had an adjustment issue, that they didn't know how to fit into society. But what you don't understand is the society that you think they don't fit into is falling apart and dying. And you are the cancer that is killing it. And you know, Judge, it's people like you letting these people get away with it. Excusing their behavior. How do you think that makes the families feel? Human beings are such sheep. Even when you push them to the limit, they will obey the law, even if their own lives are in danger. Here, I'll show you. Did you see what happened? That car, we went into their lane. Instead of just crossing the line and breaking the law and going into our lane, they went into a ditch and most likely died. Smell that, Your Honor? That's that good, clean country air. I'd like to show you something. Look. It's you. Let's see what you have to say.
Our politics failed to integrate teenage migrants into our society.
Also didn't give them the help to function by our rules and our laws.
The gang rape was in a way a cry for help and structure. Not only the young girl is the victim, they are also victims.
Because in the rape, believe that?
Not only the victim, also the perpetrators get in trouble with us. It doesn't help the young girl if they're getting locked up now and getting their normal life for a long time denied. That's all, gentlemen.
That was you after letting a gang of rapists free. Let a gang of rapists go. You know what that makes you?
Just as bad as the perpetrators.
You might as well have raped her yourself.
Maybe that's why you decided to come out here and drown your sorrows.
جميل ان شاء الله
حبيبي
شوربه حلوه حلوه
ايه المدرسه كويسه
كله تمام ماشي
ماما
ما رفقتش كل حاجه
لا لا
شور
مفيش حد جاي النهارده
مين اللي هيجي دلوقتي
غريب
لو ابراهيم Blessings to you and your family. I was wondering if we could have a quick chat about your son.
Are you a journalist?
No, I'm just a citizen, here to help.
If you want something, you can go to our lawyer. We don't have nothing to say, sorry.
Maybe we have just a little chat. Back. Oh good, Yusef's here. Relax, go. Hello, Yusef.
Yusef, run!
Where are they
what,
gonna
do you
go?
Want
no. Why are you? Why
are you? Yusef! Yusef!
What are you doing?
Yusef, Habibi! Yusef!
Go tend to your son. Tie something around his leg. I didn't hit an artery. He should be fine. You, get the cell phones off the table. All of them. Pick them up.
Dad.
Move Yusef to the couch.
Dad.
Over to the couch. Cell phone's down on the table.
What do you want
Face
from
down
us?
On the table. I want you to have a seat. And we're gonna have a little chat.
What are you doing?
Have a seat. What? Have a seat. Sit. 3, 2, 1. Smart man.
Not strong. Don't worry.
So I guess you're wondering why I'm here.
Are here because of my son, because of the court.
Mm.
The court free him. And this is the court from your country.
Of course. Because your son and his friends had to rape that 14-year-old girl. They're so traumatized from their childhood that they couldn't keep their dicks in their pants.
He's young. He don't know nothing.
Hmm. Is that why you did it, Yusuf?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry we did that. We thought she wanted it.
You thought that she wanted you to grab her and pull her into a bush in a quiet part of the park. And she wanted you to put your hand over her mouth while your seven friends took turns raping her. She had to crawl out of those bushes on her hands and knees. And now she lives every single day afraid of what you and your friends might do since you were acquitted. It's very good work by your attorney, by the way, painting them as the victim. What was it? Traumatic integration?
We're all getting mental help now and support. We will be better in the future, I promise that.
It's the right answer. The only problem is that on your social media, since the event, I have not seen any regret or empathy. In fact, I think you said that she deserved to be raped.
What I mean is, did they dress wrong and just make boys horny with their mini skirts? Mm. They show their legs and breasts.
You wrote that she deserved it.
I will delete it.
Are these the values you're teaching your children?
I teach him the values from Quran and these values from our family. Mm.
Well, if these are your values, that women in America and Europe deserve to be raped because of a dress code, why did you come here?
You know that we have several war in our country and we have a dangerous life. That's why we are here. And I think you know that.
Do you know what I think?
Why?
I don't think it was the good ones that got out of your country. I think it was the bad ones. And I think you brought with you your archaic value system and your commitment to religion over democracy and over anything else, including the rule of law. Yusuf, you're going to pick up your phone. You're going to start calling your friends one by one and telling them to come over here right now that you have new information for them.
No.
Yes, you will.
And what do you want to do with them?
Oh, we're just going to have a little chat. Same as we're having right now.
I will not call them.
No? Interesting. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Yusuf, call right now. Call!
Thank you.
Hey, Abdul. It's me. You need to come over here. Right now, we could get charged again. We have a problem. I'm here with my attorney. And bring your brother and call Idris. No, right now.
Good job, Yusuf. Now call the next one. Nope. Sit.
Sit.
You. Go get the door. No funny business, or I shoot mom. Go.
Okay.
What's wrong? What the fuck happened? What's wrong?
Hello. Come in. Come on. Go. 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 Go in. It's okay. It's okay.
What the hell?
Everything's okay.
Here is somebody from the state attorney's office.
Hello.
Hello, Chief Henry. I'm very happy you survived, because I have a message for you to take to the government.
What is this message?
It's the same message I told you when you tried to storm my bunker. That the people will not accept a takeover.
What you are attempting here, it cannot be allowed to continue, this mayhem. You see, as much as I love Europe and its deep history, you simply cannot continue. My officers and I, we swore to an unbreakable pledge to protect and serve. And you now have crossed the line too many times. You're hurting innocent people, including myself. This is unacceptable. I have no choice but to bring you in. And I will.
These people you speak of, they never voted for what's happening. This is an unfriendly takeover by the Islamist extremists and the blindsided woke left. And if this takeover is successful, it'll destroy the democracy you say you love. All the freedom, everything you enjoy and stand for. There's only one option. You end this, or we the people will end it ourselves. Now take this message.
I remind you, my oath, my job, is part of the stability of this democracy you speak of. And you overestimate my capabilities of delivering this message.
I don't think so, Chief. After all, you're the only one with the message. Now take it to them. They will listen.
Three judges have recently died under circumstances initially ruled as suicide, though their timing appears highly suspicious. Today, yet another judge was discovered dead in their car on the outskirts of the city. Authorities are now investigating what they consider to be a series of murders, rather than coincidences.
Ivan! Track down this number. Then call my superior. I need to speak to the Prime Minister. If she won't talk to me, you find every member of the press. You bring them to me.
Yes, sir.
All individuals implicated in the recent gang rape case who avoided prison sentences are now dead. Including the entire family of Yusuf El-Shira, who resided there, it appears the vigilante citizen has struck again. This raises pressing questions. What possesses the greater threat to society? The criminals committing these heinous acts, or the vigilante who is eliminating them? According to Europe's criminal statistics, over 105,000 violent crimes were attributed to migrants last year, including 980 murders, and over 18,000 reported cases of sexual assault involving immigrants from Africa. What does this mean for our legal system? Is this vigilante only stepping in because our system has failed to ensure safety and justice for the public? Stay safe out there, and thank you for watching World News.
I'm here to help you take that control back. I'm here to show you that you are no longer the victims. I'm here to show you that it's time to go out and show these fuckers that they aren't getting away with it anymore. Remember, I do this for you until you learn to do it for yourself.